subject, help our mom see the light. Dear Stephen Shirley, our mom is a 44-year-old beautiful woman who recently left her boyfriend of 3 years. About 3 weeks ago, she was doing laundry and found a flash drive in her boyfriend's pocket. On it were multiple recent videos of her boyfriend having sex with some random girl. At that moment, she decided to move out. My sister, my boyfriend, and I helped her move out of his apartment while he was at work. She left the flash drive with a note on his table and left quietly. He has contacted her multiple times, sometimes apologizing and sometimes blaming her. Yesterday, our mom sent my sister and I an email stating that her ex went to church with her and gave his life to God. She said that he is very remorseful and repents for all the wrong he did to her, and she is considering working things out. What the heck is she thinking? My sister and I responded and don't approve. We don't believe he truly loves her like he claims, but that he loves everything she did for him. Our mom decided that our thoughts were valid and told her ex that she needed to close the chapter between them. My sister and I got a text from her ex apologizing and asking for our blessing to continue to talk to our mom. Again, what the heck? We come from a broken home. Our father is a meth addict slash cheater, and it broke our family apart. Our mom hasn't had much luck with dating in the past. My sister and I believe she is just settling because she thinks this is as good as it gets. We love her and only want the best for her, and frankly, he is not it. Please help our mom see the light. Concerned daughters. Well, you can see that you love and care for your mom a great deal in this letter, and I believe everything you say in the letter. I really do. The problem is what can be done about it, because, you know, it doesn't look like your mom's ready to change right now. It definitely doesn't. And you can't change people. I don't care how much you love them. I don't care how much we care about them. Your mom, bless her heart, has seen the evidence. She's seen it for herself. She's watched the videos. More than one video with her man doing another woman, and you would think, what more does she need to break it off, end it, and close that chapter, right? Well, it doesn't always happen like that, as you so clearly see now. And I know you're frustrated. I know that you don't think this man is right for your mom. You said he even blamed her for this. But she is all in right now, especially if they're going to church together and all of that. I can just tell you to please remind your mom about the truth, what she saw in the videos, who this man really is. Don't get me wrong. People can go to church and they can give their life over and they can change. But she needs time. She needs to watch his behavior, you know, since he's so remorseful now. See if this is going to last. You don't know. Just ask your mom tell your mom and ask her that she needs more time and with this guy. And just wait a minute just to see how he's going to act. Steve?
Well, Shirley, you said somewhere in your explanation that you believe everything this girl is saying in this letter to be true. Mm-hmm. That's from her perspective. I don't believe everything in this letter to be true from this girl's perspective.
Okay.
However old she is operating from her knowledge of life. She is operating and making her decisions as the daughter on her love for her mother, which is one, and the concern. But number two, she's basing it on her knowledge of life. It's just her knowledge of life. I'm not knocking the daughter. I'm not knocking the mom. But the daughter says that, please help our mom see the light. Now, dear Stephen Shirley, so now, let's let everybody see the light. Because there could be something in this for everybody. So I won't approach it from that standpoint. She found a flash drive and a boyfriend having sex with some random girl. At that moment, she decided to move out. My sister, my boyfriend, and I helped her move out of his apartment while he was at work. She left the flash drive with the note on his table and left quietly. Okay, she did it. This dude, 44, she 44, I don't know how old the man is, he got busted. He did something he wasn't supposed to do. He did something crazy, and he done something stupid. That's what cheating usually is. Something crazy, something stupid.
Hmm.
Now, he has contacted her multiple times, sometimes apologizing and sometimes blaming her. Let me help you understand something about men with this when they get busted. They have a defense mechanism that clicks in. While I'm apologizing, if the apology ain't working, ladies, get ready for the defense mechanism to kick in that we use, which now is we start blaming you. Now, because we are taught as young boys by our fathers and our older brothers and our uncles, the best defense is a good offense. So why you playing D, I'm apologizing, I'm apologizing. We are taught to take the offensive. Well, it's your fault. Had you been more of what I needed, had you been able to do some of the things I wanted to do, you'd never love me like I want. Hear that bull crap come. It's all game. But then your mom and your sister, she got an email stating that her ex went to church with her and gave his life to God. Now, could that be true? That's possible.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.